Order in the entertainment court. Let's get judgy.
Court is now in session.
Good afternoon, Judge Krause.
Good afternoon to you. How are you?
Doing very well, thank you. We have co-juror slash producer Christina Galley. Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, good.
What is our first case?
Here's case number one. Earlier this week, William Shatner posted about a Facebook post from a former fan stating that he hated William Shatner because when the guy was 9 years old, Captain Kirk declined to give him an autograph. Apparently, William Shatner said, "Sorry, kid," when he was asked to sign an autograph. So Shatner snapped back at this guy with a snarky post of his own that says, "Sorry, adult man," and then wrote, "Can you imagine harboring that kind of hate for 30 years and then coming to my page to tell me that you hated me? This is who my book, Get a Life, was written for." So my question to you is, are stars in the wild, out just going about their business, required to sign autographs or pose for selfies with fans?
William Shatner tweeted at me once, and I got really scared. So this is his persona, right? I think it's part of his brand. It's kind of funny, but I do feel sorry for that kid who's now an adult man.
I don't think that celebrities are required to pose with fans or sign autographs. They're just living their lives. And I'm kind of Team Shatner. I don't know.
Here's my verdict. Years ago, I heard a story about comedian Bob Hope. At the time, he was one of the world's most famous people, and at dinner at a restaurant one night, he and his family were interrupted by an autograph seeker. Bob Hope was gracious, and when his son asked him later on why he was so nice to the guy who interrupted their dinner, he said, "Because those are the folks who pay my salary." And it's an interesting point, but I think times have changed since Mr. Hope's era. I think performers owe audiences a good performance, they owe them a great song or a hilarious joke, whatever it might be. But that's all. Off hours and off stage, they don't owe the fans anything. It's great when they're accessible. Taylor Swift is someone who has earned the love of fans by interacting with them on social media and throwing fan parties and that kind of thing. But being fan-friendly isn't part of the job. In a follow-up tweet, William Shatner wrote, "If I stopped to give that kid that autograph, it would have caused 50 other people to line up, making me miss my flight or possibly dinner with my family, an appointment, or goodness knows what else." So if you see William Shatner in an airport or wherever, respect his space and don't boldly go where many men have gone before. And that is my verdict.
All right, Judge Krause, what's the next question?
Taylor Swift's The Eras Tour was set to open in theaters worldwide on Friday, but high interest prompted Swift to add earlier screenings in some markets. "Look what you genuinely made me do," she said. "Due to unprecedented demand, we're opening up early access showings of the Eras Tour concert film on Thursday in America and Canada." The movie, which Swift released independently, is set to gross roughly around $125 million this weekend in the United States alone and has already grossed $6.2 million in Canada, which sets a record for Cineplex. With that kind of success, I have to ask, could filmed concerts replace the excitement of going to see a band or artist live?
I think they can. I think it's a more affordable option. I like it.
Gasp, says the Shatner fan. I still watch Band-Aid 1984, Judge Krause, and wonder what it would have been like to be in that crowd. I love a live show. I see how it could, but I'm not looking for an economic opportunity. I'm looking for entertainment.
I know you're a rocker. So I wondered which side you'd fall on this. Here's my verdict. With touring costs at an all-time high and artists earning a fraction of a penny per stream on services like Spotify, it's never been more difficult to make money as a musician, no matter what level of fame that you have. Taylor Swift is raking it in on her Eras tour, but for the average person, the tickets are expensive, and no matter how hard she tries, Swift cannot possibly meet the demand from the fans to see her in person unless she does some kind of Orphan Black experiment and sends 40 clones of herself out into the world. The obvious solution to that, to me anyway, is to release a concert film. And I think it's a great idea. I recently saw Stop Making Sense, the concert film from Talking Heads, and it was one of the best experiences I've had in a movie theater this year. In IMAX, loud and large, it was the next best thing to seeing the band live. It's a different experience, and there will be different concert-going / movie-going etiquette, but it's still a satisfying one. I'll be different from the usual. It'll be different from the usual trip to the movies. More singing, more dancing. But I think it works out for artists and audiences. Most large concerts feature big screens to amplify the show for folks sitting in the back of the arena anyway. So watching a film of the concert isn't that different. And movie theater seats are way more comfortable than the seats at most concert venues. And that is my verdict.
What's the next case, Judge Krause?
The Weeknd vowed to boycott the Grammys after he failed to garner nominations in 2021, despite having the year's biggest hit with Blinding Lights and a top-selling album with After Hours. And yet, since he was snubbed, The Weeknd has continued to receive nominations, even winning a Grammy last year. At the 2022 show, he received two nominations for Album of the Year, and he won for Best Melodic Rap Performance, despite still boycotting them. This year, while continuing his boycott, two of his projects, his Avatar, The Way of the Water theme song, and the Emmy-nominated Live at SoFi Stadium concert film are on the Grammy ballot. So my question is, by nominating someone who doesn't wish to be nominated, are the Grammys truly celebrating the best of the year, or desperately trying to stay relevant?
Yeah, they're definitely not reading the room, are they? They're hoping that The Weeknd doesn't say anything about this and just shows up to accept any sort of award. They should read the room. They're the Grammys.
Yeah, I agree. I think if he didn't want to be nominated and he doesn't want to be a part of it, his work shouldn't be submitted.
Here's my verdict. Getting an award for your work feels really good, but only if you respect the organization handing out the statues. The Weeknd feels disrespected by the Grammys, and even though they've taken steps to ensure that winners are selected by pure voting and not through something called nomination review committees, he has been clear on his stance. So I say, don't nominate him. The Grammys need The Weeknd more than The Weeknd needs the Grammys. He's a superstar with big chart hits working at the top of his game. And the Grammys are the organization who awarded a best hard rock / metal performance category to prog rockers Jethro Tull over Metallica, and who had to strip lip syncers Milli Vanilli of their best new artist award after they beat out nominees like Nina Cherry, The Indigo Girls, Soul to Soul, and Tone Loc for the win. If the Grammys want credibility, they need to respect the artists and not just use their name to get attention for the awards. And that is my verdict.
Thank you so much, Judge Krause. Wishing you a wonderful weekend.
Right back at you. Thanks for having me.
And thank you, co-juror Christina Galle. That is our Friday edition of Entertainment Court.